Now, tell me this. Anyone scrolling the internet looking for a new house? Anyone going door to door at the estate agents? I must check out about 10 of them today to see if I can find a new home to live in. Maybe you're already packing the boxes. The big lorry's outside. Today is moving out and moving in day. Or indeed, do you dread the idea of leaving where you are? Maybe you're in rented accommodation and you are considering buying, but you're thinking, I don't want to take the risk. However, you could be sitting in a massive home and you want to downsize and you're thinking of that pot of money you're going to make when, you know, you put all the readies in the bank and you move into the apartment that will be lavishly furnished. Is it, in other words, a good time to move house? Well, there are people who would certainly talk it up, and I'm going to speak to one of those guys now. It's Gary McCausland from Richland Group Property Development and Investment. Gary, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank. I don't know if I'd talk it up, but I'll just tell you what I think is the truth, you know.
Well, people involved in the housing market do tend to put a positive spin on it, but maybe with good reason at the moment.
Well, I think, you know, things are looking very positive at the minute. I mean, if you look at the whole picture, there's several factors really affect the housing market and housing prices. One of them is competitive mortgage deals. And we're now starting to see in the last several months some banks and mortgage companies coming up with much better deals, because in the past they have virtually dried up. But now we're seeing a lot more good deals out there, which is a positive thing. Low interest rates are obviously a huge factor. And interest rates are due to stay low, it's looking like, for the next few years at least.
But do you think they are? Because every time the governor of the Bank of England appears on the TV, there's a possibility that they're going to go up. He never seems to make the move, but there's that worry for those of us who would be teetering on the brink. If he puts it up, we're in difficulty.
Well, the economy is still relatively fragile at the minute, and also the key factor is inflation is low. So with those two factors going forward, I think the Bank of England will be looking to keep interest rates as low as possible for as long as possible. Now, if we go the Brexit scenario, if that happened, you could probably see inflation rising, a bit more uncertainty, and then they might have to put interest rates up. So that might affect things in the longer term. But at the minute and for the foreseeable future, I mean, all the experts are saying that interest rates will stay reasonably low for the next year or two.
How do you think Brexit would impact on house price?
Well, if you listen to George Osborne or David Cameron or Mark Carney, the governor at the Bank of England, they're all saying that house prices will fall. And the reason for this is that if we leave Europe, it creates a huge amount of uncertainty. And when you've got uncertainty, other banks, say lending to the UK or the federal banks, they will see the UK as a riskier proposition, I suppose, because they're now out of the European market. They're in the realms of the unknown, and investors, banks, people like that don't like uncertainty. And when uncertainty happens, it means the Bank of England, if they borrow money, and the UK does borrow a lot of international money, they will have to pay more for that. And then that will have to result in our interest rates rising. So over the long term, they'll say interest rates will rise, create more uncertainty, and house prices will probably fall. They won't continue to rise.
Yeah, I should say that the Leave campaign refute the accusation that house prices would be affected to any great extent, and would argue the other side of the coin. But that, of course, is what the Brexit debate is all about. Gary, if you were sitting at the moment with a house that's worth, say, £125,000, and you were trying to sell it, would you sell it quite easily in Belfast? Or is there such a thing as a house at £125,000 in Belfast?
And there are certain areas where you get houses at £125,000. I think you, as long as it's, I suppose, the right location, in the right kind of order, it's just a couple of other factors, demand and supply, the price is good. I think you should be able to get it away if you're asking, you know, the right price in accordance with the market.
So can you expect to make a profit on a house that you bought, say, 3 years ago? Because you certainly don't make a profit on a house you bought 8 years ago. So if you bought a house 3 years ago, can you make a profit on it today?
Well, technically, over the last 2 or 3 years, house prices in Northern Ireland have been rising. In fact, we have some of the strongest house price growth in the whole of the UK in terms of percentage terms. So, yes, statistically, if you bought a house 2, 3 years ago, that house should be worth 10-15% more today, if not more.
And how painful is it for those who bought the houses in, say, 2007, 2008?
Well, it's very painful, and you know, I think the property market then became, in a way, a runaway train where there was no, you know, prices went through a barrier that was just you couldn't really support them or justify them, and unfortunately, whoever bought at the top of the market then have had to go through a lot of pain. Now, the thing about the property market or any market, markets go up and markets go down, and it's the way it'll be forever and a day. Now, that's not going to change. So the key with property, the key with anything is timing. Timing is very critical. So it's important to buy, I suppose, at the right time and sell at the right time. And I think one of the biggest, the best tips I ever got in property was never be in a rush to buy and never be in a rush to sell, because ultimately the property market will come back again. Even if it does fall, it will eventually come back. It might take a bit of time, but if you can hold on to the property and see the storm through, over the long term, property prices do rise.
Often when I have a conversation about property prices, I think of my great colleague, Jamie DeLargy, who's about to retire indeed from UTV. And Jamie was the only person telling us there was going to be a crash. And I can give you a personal testimony of that. He saw it coming, and he used to speak to us off air about it. He says, this cannot continue. There is something wrong somewhere. And he couldn't put his finger on what it was that was wrong, but he was saying house prices are going to crash. And I was walking in the general Holy Land area up by Stranmillis, that sort of neck of the woods, and I was talking to him about buying a property. And I think the property at the time was £190,000. And he said, you're buying this as an investment. He says, you are mad. He says, this is not the way to go. That will not be worth £190,000 10 years from now. And I said, but there was another, I'll not say who the other colleague was who was with me. He used the line, Frank, they're not making any more land. It'll never go down from 190. It'll never go down. It'll always be worth at least 190. And about 2 years ago, we were in the same street, and the house is now worth £95,000. And I thought, Jamie DeLargy, you are a genius. Because I could have absolutely been wiped there just because I thought I'd never be able to get a second property because they were all going to go up and up and up and up and up, and I could never invest in something for my daughter. I'd need to buy now. What a mistake that would have been.
Well, just to give you the sort of, without being too technical, where Northern Ireland in the past went wrong was that rental values need to support capital values. So no matter what happens, so for example, if you can't afford to live somewhere, you've got to be able to rent it out. And if you're looking at a yield, a return from your rental value, you should be looking at sort of 6%, 7%. That will be a healthy yield. But the rental values back then, because I didn't buy any property in the crash at that time in Northern Ireland at all, but when I looked at the rental values and the yields, is what we call them, they just weren't supporting any of the capital values at all. I mean, the yields were 0.5%, 1%. And right away, that's ringing huge alarm bells. And I remember having a discussion with an agent. He actually called me. I was in London at the time, and he said, there's this property, Ormo Bakery or somewhere like that. It's a two-bedroom apartment, £395,000. And I said to him, well, I'd be buying it as investment, and what can I rent it out for? And he was saying, £750 a month. And I was saying, but that doesn't stack up. That's absolute madness. There's no investment there. And he was saying, oh, no, don't worry about the rental. The capital values will keep going up. But the problem is, without the strong rental and yield protection, your capital values won't go up because there's nothing to sustain them. So we had a market that was kind of, in a way, kind of emperor's new clothes, where people were just pushing the prices up on the basis that they thought just the capital values are going to keep rising. But capital values can't keep rising if you don't have a strong rentals behind them.
What's your advice to a young couple hoping to get their first property at 20 past 10 on a Wednesday morning in June 2016?
Well, I think you've got to take a long-term view on properties. You know, doing what I do as a property developer and going in and investing in property, you know, you really need to know what you're at. I'm a chartered surveyor. I've been at it a long time. It's not easy. And there's so many pitfalls. And the problem with property is if you get it wrong, you can lose huge amounts of money, as your friend found out. But my advice is find somewhere that you really want to live in. Buy it because you want to be there. Check out the market in terms of all the other comparable evidence, what other houses in the area are going for. I always say buy the worst house in the best street so that you can add value. and try and get the best possible mortgage deal you can. And there's some great deals out there. I think, to not put a negative spin in this, I think Northern Ireland's about to go through a sort of 10 years of, I would say, slow but sustained growth in property prices, simply because we're so out of kilter with the rest of the UK and prices here are quite low. So I think it's a good time to buy. I don't think there's going to be any boom. You're not going to make fortunes. But if you buy in the right location, you're sensible about it, you've got a good long-term mortgage deal that's fixed, I think, you know, you won't go that wrong.
Interesting commentary from a man who's been at it a lifetime. Gary, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.
That is Gary McCausland talking about the housing market.